Hello and welcome back to Birthday Skin. This is part two of two for our episode with Grace Day, the beauty editor from Beauty Bay.
I knew you were going to whack that out at some point.
Of course I was
waiting for it.
Hello, Grace.
Hello.
So we've been answering questions all about The Ordinary because it's something that you are always hounded with, isn't it, Grace? And
yep.
We always get questions sent in. So if you've started on part two, part one will answer questions all about what can't be used together, building a routine, what percentages to start with.
Why they're so cheap.
Yeah, exactly. Why they're so cheap, the essentials, and some of our personal faves. So, Grace, shall we start with the vitamin C question?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So which vitamin C is best? So this is a bit of a weird one because it really depends on mm-hmm. what you like from a product. There are different percentages. There are completely different names. It looks really scary and overwhelming. I think there's about 10, maybe.
10? What? Is there?
Yeah.
I thought there were three.
Let's see, three, six, eight. Eight.
Eight.
The difference is the textures of the products.
Mm-hmm.
So really what I always advise people to do is pick it based on what kind of texture you like.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like a water-based serum, an oil, a cream, a powder, a silicone cream? Like there's every possible texture you could possibly imagine. And I would say just go with the texture that you like on your skin.
Yeah.
And that will be the best one for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think in the last episode, in part one, we briefly touched upon the powder, didn't we? Because
yeah.
I liked that, but you weren't as much of a fan.
No, I think it was a bit too strong for me.
Yeah.
And it was weird. Like,
it's a bit of a weird one because it depends how much you use.
Yeah,
and I can imagine
yeah.
people kind of grabbing a teaspoon and
yeah,
being
like,
oh
yeah,
my, shoveling
like,
it on.
Oh my God, I know. It is a bit of a weird one, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
I thought it was quite unnatural to scoop out a little bit of powder and like mix it in with the moisturiser or SPF. I was like, oh, this is weird.
Yeah, it's not my personal favourite of them all.
I can definitely see why people, it's definitely a Marmite product.
Yeah.
I think when I first bought it, it was when I was really getting on my high horse about people wearing SPF and really protecting their skin. And the lady was like, you definitely want to be using a vitamin C when you are using SPF products because it works really well together. So I was like, all right, okay then. So this one that I've been looking at is vitamin C. How do I use it? And she was like, oh my God, whatever you do, there's a scoop in there, but do not use a full scoop. Use half a scoop, absolute max. Maybe even start with a quarter. And I was like, all right, okay. Bearing in mind, I'd never seen the scoop and how big it was. And I'd never even seen how big the jar was.
Yeah, it's quite big, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's just like a UV protected brown glass jar with a tiny little teaspoon thing in there. And I opened it and I was like, she wants me to use a quarter of this teaspoon. That is absolutely nothing. So at first I tried it. She was like, it will burn your skin. Be careful. Ouch. I used it this morning and I used too much. And I was like, Christ, I best be really careful with this. And I guess this kind of goes to show with the percentage of what you should be using. But I put a tiny bit on and I mixed it in and I was like, with my I think it was my SPF at first. And I was like, oh, well, we'll see how I get on. And then I was like, I can't feel anything. So I think I'm fine. I'll use a bit more tomorrow. And I built it up and I built it up. And I think my skin, after the amount of acne products that I've used on it,
yeah.
and Roaccutane and all the creams and gels I've used, has just really built up like absolute max strength sensitivity or the lowest sensitivity levels. Because I used a full scoop and still couldn't feel any form of tingle.
God. Maybe that's where I was going wrong because I was using quite a lot. Like never more than a scoop, but it was never less than half a scoop. So maybe that's where I was going wrong.
It just shows everyone's different.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and then the only thing I find is that if I do use a full scoop, I have to use quite a lot of product to really work it in because it is a powder. It feels grainy anyway when you put it on your skin. But if I put a lot in and not too much product, it does do a bit of a pilling situation.
Yeah.
And it makes the product I mix it with pill a little bit, which is not ideal.
No.
When you've got little clumps of whatever on your face. You're like, ew, gross, gross, gross.
Beautiful.
But honestly, just start with the lowest form because I would have been terrified to go in at the top, and I wouldn't probably have used it for much longer if I'd have burnt. But yeah. She really scared me in the shop.
She's really not selling it, is she?
No, but I like how versatile it is, because I even mix it with a sea buckthorn oil sometimes if I really want to use like an oil, and that works fine. I can do it with a moisturiser. I really like mixing it with an SPF, but it doesn't really work well with my Super Goop because that's more of a gel, you know? Yeah. You can kind of just throw it in anywhere, but defo start with a lower one.
Yeah,
that's just for the powder. But I haven't actually used any of the other products. I didn't realise there were so many.
Yeah, it's because they've all got funny names like ethylated ascorbic acid and ascorbyl glucoside solution and things like that.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's probably worth mentioning. It's the L-ascorbic, that's the powder.
Yeah.
As you were saying earlier, vitamin C, we have done an episode
on
it, haven't
we? We definitely have done an episode
It's very unstable, and as soon as it will go orange, won't it? And as soon as it starts to go orange, stop using it because the active ingredient is just dead and gone. So invest in another one. But again, they're not that expensive.
No, I think...
Some aren't. The ordinary ones. They're all right. But like some, like Drunk Elephant, you're like,
oh,
what?
God, yeah.
The fuck? They're so expensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they really are. I mean, my personal favourite is the powder, but do you guys have a personal favourite? Have you not ventured
I've actually not
much?
Tried any of the other ordinary Vitsies.
I went into my boyfriend's skincare drawer the other day, and I saw that, because I thought he had the moisturiser, but it was the moisturiser with the vitamin C in. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll use a bit of that. But I was like, oh, my God, this is like actual rust coming out of the bottle.
No.
Like, how long has he had that in there for? So I was like, that's going in the bin.
Oh, no.
And he would have just put it on his face.
Probably.
He probably wouldn't know any different.
Yeah. Do you remember? Oh, maybe that's why I like this product so much. I remember... And it was just after I'd bought it, and I'd used it the first few times, and I was like, oh yeah, don't know, apparently it's going to make me brighter and glowier. Got to work, and I actually met Alex at work, and I obviously wasn't going out with him for the year that I was going out with somebody else, but he was like, wow, Charlie, you look really glowy this morning. And I was like, oh my God, there's a boy that's just noticed that I've actually look a bit glowy today. And I was like, thanks, Alex. It's the new products I've just tried. He was like, can you tell me what it is? So I told him what it was, and I think that's when he must have bought that one. But then on the episode, you were like, oh, he must fancy. And I'm like, oh, no, he doesn't fancy me.
He's just
now,
my friend.
A year later on. Yeah, hilarious. maybe we should move to the next question after some small anecdotes. So which of the ordinary products are best for acne scars?
Interesting one.
The vitamin C... powder is good for brightening any scars, definitely, just as a quick one. But I shall let you guys answer the rest, because I don't think, unless it's a retinol, that there are any that I've used that I know much about.
Yeah, I've never really had, like, I'm quite lucky, like, I've never actually suffered with acne, so I've never had to get rid of acne scars. However, I do have quite a few smaller scars on my chin, like on my jawline area. And I have actually noticed, I have like four, but they're all in a line and they go down.
Like
my lip.
Dracula blood.
Like literally like Dracula blood. And I'm
they're
like,
really tiny there.
They're tiny, but in the wrong light, they look really dark. Mm. So I'm like, I also would like to know what gets rid of acne scars, even though they're not acne scars, but they're still scars.
From spots.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I found that the vitamin C powder is 10 out of 10 for that kind of thing.
I might start reintroducing that again then, but in very small doses.
Yeah. I think in terms of scarring, obviously a retinol is going to help turn over cells faster so that it's going to get rid of them quicker. But if you're not a fan of using it, I honestly don't know where I would point somebody in those directions. I don't know if you know, Grace.
Yeah, so I would say... kind of, you've got three options, and it's vitamin C, retinol, or acids.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, like we spoke about in the previous episode, you don't want to start mixing them together, because that's where things go wrong and you'll probably make the scars even worse. Mm-hmm. So you just kind of need to pick one of those. And they all kind of work in similar ways, in that they're improving the way your skin behaves and forcing the old skin off your face. And then with each layer of old skin that goes, the scar fades until eventually it disappears. But you could use any of the like acids, like lactic acid, glycolic acid,
of course,
mandelic acid. Yeah,
And they've got the toner as well, the glycolic acid toner. Yeah. My friend absolutely raved about that.
That's probably like if you just kind of wanted to start fading your scars and you want something really quick and easy, that's probably the best one to go for.
Yeah,
easy to use.
I completely forgot they had that toner.
My friend used it and she must have really sensitive skin like me, and she was like, it's ruined me.
Oh,
she was like, it broke me out in spots for weeks. She was like, the spots just did not stop coming. Like, after
it does work as a purge, though. Remember we spoke to... Because we always were a bit confused as to whether, like, oh, it's bringing out your spots, if that was a myth.
Yeah.
But we actually spoke to a dermatologist and it is a thing. If you're pulling the dirt from the bottom of your pores up and out, then naturally that's what's going to happen if you're drawing everything up. But yeah, if it's... I think you know when it's a reaction and when it's a purge.
Yeah, you very rarely get... like spots as a reaction. You'd probably more likely to get
rashes or a
sensation of itching or that kind of thing. Whereas spots, like, it's usually kind of a good thing when you get them, because it means everything's coming out.
Yeah, 100%. I used a Carbon Theory mask to try and help with my acne, and then realised that it brought everything out, and then I used it again and it calmed everything right down again. 10 out of 10. Yeah, I was dead happy with it. So it, I think it is definitely a good thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't really say it at the time, do you? You don't see it when you spot it. You're like, why have I done this?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
That's why you should never do a mask the night before
a big event. Yeah. Never do it.
Number one rule. Skin tips with Grace.
Never, ever. Have we all done on that question, Grace? Do you have anything else to add?
No. That was it.
So the next one is, how does the ordinary AHA and BHA peel work?
I'm just going to sit right back for this because I don't want to know anything about
sit
this.
Sit back and relax, baby.
This is awful.
So we were briefly speaking about this before we started recording, weren't we, Grace?
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, you go ahead and answer the question, but it's definitely a case of if you're ready for like a super shot of acid,
go for this one.
If you're Amy Wall, stay away.
You know, the worst thing was, you know, when I was saying that I absolutely loved it for a short period of time because it was making my skin really smooth, I lost it in my room. My mum was like, where is it? Like, you've lost it. Like, you've taken it. She was like, I haven't. And I was like, you have. She definitely did. Or she'd accidentally binned it 100%. And I rebought it. I was like, why have I rebought this?
Yeah, why did you do that?
Because I loved it at the time. And then a few uses after I'd rebought it, I was like, I don't actually why like this, I've just bought another product.
But at least it wasn't expensive.
Very true. I'm moaning. I am. If it was like 50 quid, I would have been fuming.
Yeah. I feel like your mum probably would have been like, yes, sorry, I'm very sorry about that.
She definitely did bin it. She's done that with a Christmas present before. Oh. I got a watch from my auntie and my uncle, and she definitely accidentally binned it with all like the wrapping paper.
Yeah. My mum accidentally binned my Glastonbury ticket, potentially shredded it.
See ya.
Still managed to get in though, guys. Proudest moment of my life.
No, literally.
Yep, managed to get in. But that's a story for another day. If anybody would like to hear me, we could do an outtakes. sorry, Grace, go ahead. Please do answer this question for us.
So, AHA BHA peel has two different types of chemical exfoliant, AHAs and BHAs. Mm-hmm. AHAs exfoliate the top layers of your skin, and BHAs oil soluble, so they'll go deeper and exfoliate the lower layers of your skin. So unlike just using a AHA like lactic acid, it's doing double duty. It's getting even deeper, working twice as hard, and that's why it might give you that reaction, or that's why you kind of feel that tingling sensation, because it is really strong. It's basically like a cocktail of really potent ingredients.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I find that, well, actually, Alex said the other day, he was like, oh, I've just seen Simon down the road, and he looked very glowy, and I had to ask him what he'd used, and he said he was using some kind of red blood peel thing from The Ordinary, and I was like, oh my god, that's the AHA BHA thing. I was like, I've got that upstairs if you want to use it. And he was like, oh, he did tell me it burnt though. And I was like, that thing is the one product that I will put on my skin and it will feel just itchy, and I'm like, I love it for that
because my skin is so like hardy to exfoliants and stuff because of everything I've put on it over the years, and that's the one thing that I can feel, and I like exactly that I can feel it, because I'm like, oh my god, it's doing something.
Finally, it's working. Yeah. The only products I ever find that do it are the Glossier solution.
Oh yeah.
That'll tingle it in a few different areas of my face, never the same place, and I'm like, oh, it's really working down on that cheek. And then that AHA, BHA peel.
I'm exactly the same. Mm-hmm.
There was one time that I used it and I was like, right, it's only 10 minutes, I can do it. And I got to about 6 minutes and I was like, I actually cannot do this anymore, and I washed it off.
Really?
Yeah, like I'd obviously used it previously before and been fine, but this particular time I was like, I actually cannot stand this. Like, it's too, it's too itchy. Yeah. I did not enjoy it, so I had to wipe it off, and I was like, I'm so weak.
Yeah, I do think though it's worth saying at this point, if you have, I tend to use it in the morning, and then I will not. Well, to be fair, I use my. If I'm using my Glossier solution, I don't use a retinol. If I'm using a retinol, I don't use that. Mm. And then in the morning, I don't use anything in terms of exfoliant at all. I will literally just do that for a quick second, and then I'll use some really nourishing products afterwards, because like we were saying, you don't want to be going and using all of these different acids in the morning if you're using something as powerful as that. But honestly, 10 out of 10, one of my favourite products, I would say.
So we've just had another question in. From Charlotte Slater that says, are the retinol products effective? And we've kind of touched upon this a few times in the past two episodes. Like, retinol is obviously something that The Ordinary is quite popular for because it has it in so many different forms and percentages and stuff. We've obviously said that you need to start from the lowest and like build up your tolerances. Yeah. And we do have an episode all about retinols because we cannot delve into that anymore today.
I think important to say as well, we go through the difference between a retinoid, a retinol and a retinal.
Yeah.
And what's over the counter and what's not over the counter. So if you're still a bit confused by retinoids in general, then
I'm
go and
still
listen
confused,
to that one.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good to know. But in response to are they effective, then yeah.
Yeah, I would say they are. I really like them.
I enjoy a retinol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the last question we have is, how do you use The Ordinary niacinamide? Which kind of ties in with the question that we've been sent in from Danielle Oates, which is, what skin type can use niacinamide? The answer to that question is any skin type can use niacinamide. Yeah. Am I correct? But I'll let you take it away, Grace. How do you use The Ordinary niacinamide?
So I would apply it after you've cleansed your face and before applying any thicker serums or thicker creams or oils or that kind of thing, because it's quite a light, thin texture. It absorbs quite quickly. Mm-hmm. So you want it to be one of the first things that you get on your skin, basically. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's, as well as being good for all skin types, it's particularly good for oilier skin types and people who have a lot of blackheads. Mm-hmm. They usually love niacinamide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we found as well, I know one of our recent episodes was the Milia episodes. I spoke to a girl that I work with, Lauren, and she was saying that that's the only product that will help keep them at bay, which is quite interesting, because I don't know if that necessarily kind of, well, the answer was, I don't know if I would have said niacinamide for that problem, but she says it works really well for it. It's the one thing that keeps them at bay.
Fair enough.
Unless they weren't Milia and they were just tiny little spots that she could
pop. They might
have
been like whiteheads.
Yeah, really small, tiny ones. But I think if I use too much niacinamide, like I said, put too much on my hands, it's quite thick. I don't know why, and it does kind of, it doesn't work well when I apply my tinted moisturiser because I put that on with my hands.
Yeah, I don't think it layers very well.
No, it doesn't.
You do have to let it sink in before you can move on.
Yeah, definitely. But I think in terms of if you're, like, as you were just saying, using it in your routine where it's going to be before anything too thick, I do think there are also thinner consistency ordinary products. So I use that at the end of them. And then I go on to using a moisturiser or anything, because it's just common sense that something thick, obviously, if you put something thinner on top, it's not going to penetrate through. But yeah, any skin types, I think, are fab for niacinamide. But I think that was one of the first ingredients I read and was like, what?
Yeah, what? It sounds very, like, intimidating.
Yeah, and it's mixed with zinc as well, which is obviously like a hypoallergenic type.
Yeah.
It helps with healing as well, zinc.
So. That's the one, yeah. That and silver, like the gods of healing, aren't they?
Never used a niacinamide.
Haven't you?
No.
I thought that might have been one that you would have been.
I probably definitely have it in products that I own, but I've never used it on its own, like a singular ingredient. I think I might want to. Does that sentence even make sense?
I think I might.
Because when you say about blackheads, like, I find I have quite, because obviously I don't exfoliate with acids.
Yeah.
I do manual exfoliation. So it's like, I feel like an acid would probably benefit me more, but obviously I can't really use them because my skin would react. It's just a vicious circle. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a niacinamide would be good for like my nose and chin.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who just put it on their nose. Yeah. Because that's where they get their blackheads.
Yeah. I actually started using it just on my chin when I had a terrible bout of scarf acne. Can you believe it, Grace?
Oh.
Scarf acne is the worst.
And it's the season for it.
Honestly, I never knew it was a thing. Last year, I looked back on pictures and I got this really weird infection on my jawline. And I always bring this up. But the one thing that caused it, looking back now, I've worn a scarf again and had a similar issue, but not so like located in one area, is that when I have a scarf, I wrap it right round up to my nose and I breathe out of my nose and I'm like, that's it. This is me good for the next 30 minutes on my way in into work or whatever. But I cannot believe that the timings of that infection and me getting acne across my jaw and chin where my scarf is exactly the same time. Like, it's only taken me a year to fucking work it out. Honestly, it is. Scarf acne is a thing, guys. Scarf acne is real. And now niacinamide is my product for hashtag battling scarf acne.
It's a true problem.
Yeah, I honestly did not realise. But the thing is, a scarf really makes an outfit.
Oh my God, yeah, I love a scarf.
And you need it. Like, it makes a difference. Yeah. It's keeping warm.
God, the practicalities of a scarf. Looks good. No,
we need some, like, niacinamide-infused scarves.
You know what? Yeah, I was meaning to do research into scarf acne to see if there is a material that will be slightly more breathable. Yeah. And I think it's cotton. I think cotton is a cotton scarf would be the way to go, but they're not very common, are they?
No, and it wouldn't be very warm, would it?
No. Be very thin.
Yeah.
Extremely so what the hell are you supposed to do? But then I think my main problem was that I would wear a scarf while I was at work because I would still be a bit cold and I'd be like, and I've probably got a bit too cozy.
Yeah.
But as we realised, all I needed was a product with silver or zinc in it because then that is one anti-inflammatory and antibacterial for the silver and the zinc was helping to heal.
Yeah.
So if anybody else is struggling with hashtag scarf acne, then that's the one for you.
It's very sad.
I'm making it a thing. I feel like I need to do a campaign about scarf acne.
Especially at this time of year.
Yeah.
People need to be aware.
100%. Yeah. Kills me off. Well, I believe that was the end of part two. I don't think we were sent in any other questions that we didn't answer already. So thank you to everybody that got involved, whether it was from our Instagram or from yours, Grace. We hope that you are kind of more informed to go purchase some products.
Mm-hmm.
But like we said, I'm sure you still get loads of questions, but we can kind of direct people in the way of part one or part two now. But if you do have any other questions that we haven't answered, then please do get in touch. We'd be more than happy to answer them.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks so much for coming in, Grace.
Thanks for having me.
And for taking time to do all of the research for us.
Okay.
I'm sure you're a fountain of knowledge anyway, so you already knew it all.
Yeah, like I said before, like, I just feel like it's all in my head. It's just finding my way around it.
Yeah, exactly. it's at That Grace Girl on Instagram if you want to go give Grace a follow. And of course, at beautybay.com. And then us at birthday.skin.
I think, I don't know, should we get rid of the dot? But then it's like,
we can't get rid of the dot.
What, someone else got?
No, we've messaged Instagram a million times and they're just not replying to us. I've sent so many emails like, please, can we have at birthday skin? Nobody else even has it.
That's but I also weird. Feel like birthday.skin is now us. Like, everything that we've been tagged in since will just be irrelevant because people won't be able to click.
Well, no, because I think what you can do is get in touch with Instagram and say, can you please make sure that nobody gets birthday.skin? So you actually have both of them.
Oh, nice. Greedy, but nice.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
Fab.
Well, thanks so much, Grace.
Thank you, Grace.
We said, don't hesitate to send any questions in. But if you are enjoying the pod, then please leave a review and subscribe or follow with Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And we'll see you next week. Bye. Are you not going to say bye?
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.